Hello, and welcome back to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today I'm covering trends in web content management and digital experience with Jeff Bock, who's an industry analyst and also a principal at Bock & Company. And so now let's think about, you know, ultimately this often affects a customer. There's often a customer at the end of this experience that you're talking about. How does some of this interoperability and kind of, you know, create change in the way these applications interact with one another, how does that change things for customers? And you alluded a little bit to this in your when you talked about embedding a video link, but what could that mean for customers in the future as well?
Well, look, I mean, I think from one point of view, we're in a ceremony of riches. The network is very, very flexible, and many things are possible. The question is really which are the things that are really valuable, and that are valuable today, and that are going to drive us forward in the future. This sometimes goes under the rubric of digital disruption. And at a very high level, think about what are those disruptive events we can introduce into our business that will just change everything, change the way everything works. And, I know it's a very fashionable term when it comes to thinking about big things like taxi cabs or hotel rooms. But I think we have to look at it at a much more micro level in terms of how our business is operating and what are the particular pain points that people are having, and how can we really sort of apply what we have in-house today and what we might do in the future to actually help people overcome the pain points. One of the ways you do that is by making sure that your technology organization is also working with your line of business organization. And not only at a manager-to-manager level, but in terms of people who actually are in the trenches, in the line of business, actually trying to get work done, often it helps to have somebody with some technology awareness working with them to see what new kinds of things could be introduced that would help them get their work done as well. I recently just come across a very simple example about sharing information in the franchise business. Now, if you know, as I discovered, as I investigated more about franchising, is that it's sort of the ultimate kind of networking business, that you have a franchisor who creates a branded experience, and this person or this organization wants to create a whole network of franchisees, of people who will basically share the brand, share the experience, making sure that every time somebody walks into the place that they have a consistent experience, if it's a brick-and-mortar environment or if it's an online environment, that, again, there's a lot of sharing that goes on. Now, behind the scenes, in order to support this shared environment, franchisors have created lots and lots of documents and training manuals and policies and procedures and things that describe their culture and organize face-to-face meetings and have a whole organizational structure that goes behind it. Now, to zero in on the electronic environment, the franchisors that I've been working with had obviously been creating these documents electronically and just putting them up in a shared file environment. And before you know it, they had an online repository that was just a mess. They decided to invest in a document repository portal, which, again, is hardly rocket science. We've had portals around for a long time. But what was really interesting is they then realized they needed to charge one person in the franchisor's marketing staff with keeping this portal organized. And what did this mean? It meant listening to the customers, figuring out what information the employers, the franchisees and their employees wanted and needed, how to surface the information that was really important, developing a taxonomy that really works for the customer network based around what people needed to know and what they wanted, and then most importantly, and then equally importantly, to make sure that this portal stayed pruned. You know, there was a lot of out-of-date and not relevant information. They had to go in and organize and reorganize information and add new information when needed and take out the old stuff. It's not rocket science. We perhaps do this pretty often in a physical world, but we need to adopt the same kind of discipline in the digital world. So I think the thing going forward, what really changes the nature of work is really introducing people into organizations who have this organizational savvy, who can keep the content structured, and then help people to utilize different kinds of technologies that are out there that really help to manage the content. We talk a lot about search engine optimization, making sure the content is well optimized for a search engine. I think equally importantly is just basically introducing an organizational taxonomy and making sure that organizational taxonomy stays relevant as people, as jobs change, as the business changes, as new requirements come in. It's not like the relational database days where you created the database, you defined the tables, and then you were off to the races, nothing ever would change. What's new today is just how quickly and how rapidly things are changing, and we need to have people in our digital environment who can help companies manage that change.
And finally, you talked a lot about kind of tailoring to user needs, figuring out what users want. How also is some of this transformation enabling kind of customer journeys, having a better sense of how customers navigate through a website, what they want, what they're looking for, what their scenarios are, what their experiences are and should be?
Yeah, we've had this notion of customer journeys in the digital space for probably at least 10 years in terms of defining the user experience, the customer experience on a website. I think the time has now come to have the same level of design expertise and design thinking and take it down a level into an organization and think about the customer journey for the employee in terms of how he or she navigates all of the information resources available in their organization, and how they get access to the different kind of information. Up until now, most of our inside the enterprise customer journeys have been based around putting things into databases, putting things into shared repositories, maybe having a check-in, check-out security model, and then figuring out how to take them out. And we can do a hell of a lot better than that. So we need to introduce the concept of customer journeys into the design of our ECM systems and how we integrate our front office systems with our back office systems. And I would say that as we script these customer journeys, we really need to focus on three levels of definition. At the very top level, we need the very detailed steps in the customer journey that are business-centric. And so we need to know if a salesperson is looking for information around a new product release, what are the five or six steps that person is expected to go from as he or she looks for that information, which steps are going to be mobily enabled or mobily optimized, where there may be a quick information snack delivered to a mobile device, but yet a better three-course dinner delivered to the person when they have the time wherewithal to look at it, let's say coming in through a full-screen web browser. So that's at the top level. At the bottom level, We need to define the data and the content for each step in the journey. We need to identify where this data is coming from and where it's going to. And we've been doing that for years. We need to capture and open up this information, but a lot of it has to do with defining the databases and the data stores. I would also add that we not only look at textual information, but we also need to look at rich media information and multimedia, and we also need to factor in our assumptions and performance, our assumptions around performance and the delivery time, where do we need to have sub-second delivery and where a two-second query might be possible. So that's at the bottom level. And then at the third level, at the third point, right in the middle, is this very, very interesting area of how you define the metadata and the metadata sets and the sets of metadata. So certainly we need to look at metadata in terms of organizing criteria and taxonomies. And secondly, we need to look at metadata in terms of our security models and what do we assume people are sharing? What do we assume what kind of information do we assume people need to be protected? To what level of granularity and how that security can be passed on? So it's a very rich environment that we need to think about with these customer journeys. And we need to think not only in terms of the total social business experience, but we also need to include some level of design expertise of what would be a well-designed or well-designed environment. And at this point the jury is still out. It's a very we're really just at a very early stage of this whole journey towards a much more total integrated experience. But I really think the time is now because we are building much more flexible systems that are going to be able to do some really, really nifty things.
Well, Jeff, as always, thank you so much for walking us through some of these issues, and we look forward to our next conversation. So thanks again for joining us.
Well, thank you, Lauren, and I thank you very much.
And for more on digital experience and content management, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.